This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. The number to get in, 877-807-4048, this portion of the show. Brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waste carrier ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact Series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. That's all I ever wear. The other day, when he was crying, President Barack Obama decided to do a little plagiarizing of Martin Luther King's rhetoric when he said, fierce urgency of now to justify his gun restrictions. This is the kind of rhetorical sleight of hand that he specializes in, and it's usually highly effective. Typical Obama line is that anybody who opposes his particular policies is putting politics of the above the national interest, or just plain common sense. But quoting King here was rather clumsy. In the 1950s, Martin Luther King carried a gun. And even applied unsuccessfully for a concealed carry permit after his house was firebombed in 1956. Plus, back then, the local Southern blacks, the deacons for defense, they armed with pistols and rifles, often protecting visiting civil rights workers, churches, you know, they take care of their parishes, their own homes, all kinds of places. According to former Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee Field Secretary Charlie Cobb, author of The Nonviolent Stuff Will Get You Killed, How Guns Made the Civil Rights Movement Possible. Cobb supports gun control, unbelievably, but he finds Obama's arguments for such policies a bit disingenuous and told the Washington Gadfly that there's a story after story of people with guns fending off Southern racists determined to kill activists. Cited one story telling of how an elderly black lady named Jenny Brewer in Alabama reacted upon learning Klansmen planned to attack her house when he sheltered civil rights workers in the early 1960s. She made a Molotov cocktail in her kitchen and stationed her sons armed with rifles outside the house. When the Night Riders, as they are known, or were known, arrived, her kids fired into the air. And the Night Riders turned around really quick. Another example, Monroe, North Carolina, NAACP leader Robert Williams organized a self-defense group affiliated with the NRA. In her family memoir, Condoleezza Rice recalled that immediately after the notorious 1963 Birmingham church bombing, her father stood on their porch with a loaded gun to fend off night riders. Because of this experience, I'm a fierce defender of the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms, she wrote. And what about Martin Luther King? Cobb says that Martin Luther King had a complex relationship with guns. Like most Southern men in the 1950s, he owned them. He eventually renounced them for personal use, but never took the position that people did not have the right to defend themselves with a weapon if necessary. After all, what could be a better example of the fierce urgency of now than whipping out a gun in self-defense? Martin Luther King is, of all people to get co-opted, he is the one that gets co-opted the most. He was a Republican, a lifelong Republican. This past Friday night, the Democrat Party tried once again to rally their base around the message that all we want is a vote on gun control. They've done that recently. They did this in April 2013. That was when the Manchin-Toomey background check bill went before the Senate, where it was shot down in a very public and humiliating defeat for the Obama administration and the various gun control ORGs. The problem is that their message now implies that the majority of Americans and politicians want to see still more gun control, and the only thing blocking this common sense measure is Republican obstructionism. But that's a lie. First problem is that with their message is that it doesn't provide any specifics about what they want to do. They demand that we do something to reduce gun violence. Now, Democrats believe that any new gun control measure, no matter how idiotic it may be or ineffectual, is a benefit to society. Except that life doesn't work that way. Just because you fabricate a new gun control bill and give it a happy-sounding name doesn't mean that it's going to do anything. It may have no impact at all. Latest round of executive actions is a perfect example. He didn't make any changes to law because he couldn't. But that's not what it's about. It's about appearances. This is something, this is something to whip up the base. Problem two is the underlying assumption of public support. It's not there. Look at the polls, Democrats, you idiots. Look at the polls. Look at what you're up against. As the Wall Street Journal reported, an overwhelming majority of Dems oppose the NRA. Their message does not resonate well outside their echo chamber. Republicans and independents mostly support what the NRA is doing. At the very least, they aren't as opposed to it as are Democrats. Beyond the NRA, they have a major problem with popular support for their measures. Even according to the CNN polls, 52% oppose any form of new gun control law. Only 2% of America thinks gun control is a real pressing problem. No kidding. The reason the Democrats aren't getting a vote is this. They've been discovered. I mean, people see how they're splitting the country in two. Perpetuating an adversarial us versus them mentality. While at the same time claiming to want to unify the country. When you decide that rather than working with the opposition to craft an actual useful bill, you prefer to act by executive fiat and insult your opposition, things are not going to go your way. That's not bipartisan. That's not working with Congress. Congress, of course, failed to act. Therefore, I must have the mandate. It's a pretty dull message, too, really. I mean, the whole liberal message, what is it? We're going to tax you till you die. We're going to invite everybody and their brother, whether they are, and we're going to give the money away, too. We don't care who comes in and destroys the country as long as they vote for us. We just want to be in office. We don't care what we preside over. We just want full and total control. Vote for us. That's their message. I'm going to go gargle now. We'll be right back.
education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on this Monday evening. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. I'm still trying to get used to that. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waste carrier ammo. a few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Okay. To be sure, there are plenty of people out there that still think Barack Obama's all that in a bag of chips. And I know for some of you cool kids, that's not a really cool thing to say anymore, but who cares, because I'm doing this. Barack Obama is very highly admired by parts of the black community because he's black. No other reason than that. He's taken their standard of living down. Education is worse. I mean, as a whole, black America has suffered under the very heavy thumb of President Barack Obama. According to Kamau Bell, who's one of his admirers, he works for CNN. And he says it's times like this that he wished President Barack Obama were the black militant socialist right is convinced he is. Some combination of a young Malcolm X and an even older Barry Sanders. He said this country could use that kind of president with black people in fear for our lives during every interaction with police and with literally every American at risk of some American deciding to take out as many innocent people as possible because Jesus and Muslims and women with opinions. We could use a president who was like, okay, everybody turn all of your guns in tomorrow by 5 p.m. After that, if I catch you with a gun, then I'm sending SEAL Team 6 to your house with a recent Facebook picture of you and those tanks that shoot fire that we haven't used since Waco. I mean, World War II. He thinks that all of that would be justified if the president was like that. But then he says, but he isn't like that. When Mr. Bell heard that President Obama was having this little confab, he was happy for him. He thought to himself that he does really well in those kinds of settings. And, you know, he stripped down to his shirt, roll his sleeves up, loosen his tie, get to this whole let's get to work sort of attitude and everything else. He thought he was going to be able to knock that out of the park. But town hall meeting for the liberal is turned out to be more like a deposition, according to Kamau Bell is his name. Kamau Bell. K-A-M-A-U Bell, Big Pauly. He said it felt more like Obama was testifying in his own defense and his alibi was falling apart. Now, according to Mr. Bell, all the president wants is for fewer Americans to die from gun violence. During the 7 years he's been the president, it has happened that way. He should be getting out there saying, well, I'll take your congratulations now. You know, but he's not. It shouldn't be a controversial opinion. He could claim it. I mean, he could claim it. It's been going down steady. But see, it's all because he's black, because his very existence is problematic, according to Mr. Bell. 7 years into the Obama presidency, the right feels the same way about President Obama as I would if I woke up tomorrow with a talking horse for president. I'd be like, seriously, this horse is the president? Let me see the horse's papers. He claims that the big difference between him and the right is that after 7 years of the Mr. Ed presidency, I think I would start to settle in and believe it was true. Yeah. Golly gee. But to the loudest members of the GOP, something still doesn't feel right about this Obama character being president. Maybe it's because he attacked Christianity while he shelters Islam so much, Kamau. Maybe that's it. That's one of my things for me. Why would a guy who's an American, who Okay. He's claiming to be an American. He's claiming to be a Christian because he went to Jeremiah Wright's church, you know, just like every other Baptist would. And at the same time, he's out there and he says the sweetest sound he's ever heard is the Muslim call to prayer. How about one of the boys' choirs or one of those bell recitals for at Christmas time? Why wouldn't that be the sweetest sound? Except, no, 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 it's the Muslim call to prayer. It's the sweetest. So that's maybe part of what it is, Kamal. He asked gun owners, how many different ways or times does President Obama have to say he doesn't want to take your guns away? It doesn't matter how many times he says it, Kamal. He's a liar. I can tell he's lying when his face is moving. He asked, is there a specific way he needs to say it? Because if there is, then just tell him, and I'm betting he would hold a press conference immediately and say it that way. Like when he got out there and said, you know, the Second Amendment is there. It's on the paper, Kamal. I was so full of national pride when he did that. See, Kamal doesn't understand why we don't just sit back and bow in subservience to the community organizer. He spends the rest of his diatribe pretty much he's angry at him right now because he's supposedly raiding the homes of undocumented Central American refugees and deporting them back to the countries they fled for fear of violence in the first place. You would think that between not taking people's guns away and deporting undocumented people, President Obama would be a favorite of conservatives this week. Let me make one thing perfectly clear to you, Kamal Bell, and to anybody else out there who would question certain motives. If somebody's here breaking a law, then they should be stopped. And if that means you pick them up, you pull them out of their house, and you stick them back to their country of origin, so be it. I feel blessed and proud to be an American, and I am one. I have served this country, and I don't want to see you guys give it away. So you can get out there and say undocumented, whatever you want to say. They're illegal aliens. And, you know. He finishes by saying, the longer you gun owners do pretend the president wants your gun, the more innocent people die. Because you can't get past your disbelief that Obama is the president long enough to have a conversation that would save people's lives. Candy ass. I love it when they talk. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
And welcome back. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This part of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waste carrier ammo, a few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. President Barack Obama, I'm ready for him to finally be honest with us. I am. What he basically said the other day was, I don't want to take your Second Amendment rights away. I just want to take away your guns, because he's alluded to this solution before, using Australia and England as examples of the path America should follow. Now, he'll get out there all day and say, I don't want to take your guns. They'll get out there and say it was a voluntary gun buyback. The Australians did not voluntarily sell their guns to the Australian government. In June of 2014, he said a couple of decades ago, Australia had a mass shooting similar to Columbine or Newtown. And Australia just said, well, that's it. We're not seeing that again. And basically imposed very severe, tough gun laws. And they haven't had a mass shooting since. Our levels of gun violence are off the charts. There's no advanced developed country that would put up with this, although there's plenty of them. That's an out-and-out lie, but, you know, it's beside the point. What he didn't say was the Australian government effectively banned and confiscated guns. And this is, of course, what they want. This is what the progressives want. That's what they've wanted for a long time. He doesn't have the courage to say it because of the dire political consequences of actually going through with it, which they would be dire. Truth is, today gun violence is dropping in America. It's dropping through the ceilings, except in areas where progressive politics rule and gun ownership is restricted, such as Chicago and Baltimore. His latest gun control proposals are unconstitutional and another blatant example of his imperial overreach. We could never have Australian-type gun control because we don't have a monarch as part of our government. It would never work. If he wants this, there's ways to have this. I believe, you know, we could repeal the Second Amendment. We could have another constitutional amendment added to it to take it away. There's a lot of things we could do, but there's a process to go through, and he doesn't want to do that unless he's going to get a slam dunk. Otherwise, the executive branch does not have the constitutional authority to make laws, and he cannot make a felony offense out of thin air. It's been tried before and at least once with Democrat majorities in both chambers, and it's been rejected every time. And none of those proposals would have done anything, to prevent shootings like the San Bernardino terrorist attack. Like, we had Dylann Roof went through a background check. The system didn't work with him. Adam Lanza worked correctly with Adam Lanza. It worked correctly with James Holmes. It worked correctly with, didn't work correctly with Aaron Alexis. He slipped through the cracks just like Dylann Roof. Much of what Obama is proposing is to penalize law-abiding citizens. It's not going to make us safer. And he's assaulting our constitutional rights, much as he did with his executive action on immigration. And two federal courts have enjoined his illegal amnesty. His actions on firearms would meet the same fate. But here's what I want to see, President Obama. I want to see you put aside your crocodile tears and stand up one time for what you really want. Really tell us what you really want. I want to hear that you advocate a total ban on 350-some-odd million firearms in this country. I want you to order confiscation. I want you to say what you mean and let your party deal with the consequences in the upcoming election, in the real world, in real time. I want you to see what happens when you actually go out there and pursue your end goal. If you want to prevent mass killings, one thing you could do would be to stop radical Islam. Go ahead and activate special forces and let them go. That's a genuine threat. If you had half the passion for protecting America that you do for increasing gun violence, or gun control rather, and abusing executive authority, you would have already cut the Islamic State to a remnant of the JV team. You would have already done that. We should be out there taking heads and leaving them on posts. We're not doing that. Why we're not doing that is beyond me. Militarily, it makes sense to go that route. Not happening. That's the other point, too. That's the other point, and Big Polly makes it in the chat room. We have law enforcement in place already. They can't stop crime. They're not stopping crime. They're investigating crime. They come in after the crime has happened. And I don't know what the closure rate is on some of these cases, but it's not very good in a lot of instances. And they expect to be able to take our guns away from us? Because for everything, you know, as a former military member, I will tell you this with all candor. The alphabet agencies can go out and buy their plate carrier vests, and they can buy their M16s or M4s and their AMRAPs, and they can buy all of this stuff, but sooner or later, they're going to have to get on the ground. They're going to have to get on the ground. And when they get on the ground, whereas most of them do not train in small unit tactics, a group of veterans is going to take them apart at the seams. At the seams. When they get on the ground, because that's the only way it's going to happen. They can drive around the neighborhood in MRAPs all day long. None of these things are armed. Having something that's bulletproof, but it can't send no bullets your way, that's just a can with wheels. It's not doable. But I want him to stop crying. I want him to stop crying. And I want him to get out there and actually call for what he really wants. I'm tired of the namby-pamby playing around. Get out there, man up, and tell us what you really want so we can go ahead and deal with this. Because we're not going to be able to do it gradually. They're going to continue to come and come and come and come at us all the time, all the time. Constantly trying to wear us down. Constantly trying to get us to look away long enough. Today, somebody sent me something on Facebook, and I said, you need to look at these things as false flags that we still have to pay attention to. Because every time Democrats get out there and they in the House and they propose some sort of gun control rules or laws or something, it's not going anywhere. But it still has to be dealt with like it was. And this is all wasted time. It's all political theater. In a lot of cases, I think sometimes these things may have been put together simply for the theater of for politics theater. So the Republicans can trot down and say, thanks, man, for doing that. Hey, listen, ready to go? Okay, I'll be pro-gun, you be anti-gun. Hey, my constituents will not stand for one more assault on our precious Second Amendment. Oh, really? What about how much blood you want in your hands? It's not about that, man. It's not about that. It's not up for, you know. I cynically think that sometimes, that we have some theater going on in the chambers, because very little gets done, actually. Very little gets done. So bear that in mind. But, yeah, go ahead and man up, Mr. President. Got 11 months. Go ahead and do it. Secure your legacy. We'll be right back.
Taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Nothing I like better than a good object lesson to illustrate exactly what the left is all about. And that's coming up. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waste carrier ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now, I know that we are not Venezuela, but Venezuela recently had an election, and there's some interesting little things that came out of it that, remind me of here. There was a big showdown in Caracas over the seating of the new National Assembly, and it was won by democracy campaigners, but challenged by the long-ruling Chavista leftists, the party of Hugo Chavez. Now, the opposition had tried for longer than a decade to unseat the Chavistas, only to be thwarted again and again by legal maneuvers, ballot box stuffing, and, beatings on the floor of the assembly. No kidding. Most insulting of all were the phony propositions of believing in free and fair elections given by international observers, most notoriously former President Jimmy Carter. And then, this past December the 6th, the opposition won by a margin of victory that was so big it was simply impossible to steal. This did not stop the Chavistas. After losing at the ballot box, they turned to the courts to keep their legislative powers. Russia's Vladimir Putin has more or less put it, when democracy fails, try legal dictatorship. Venezuela's leftists challenged several seats won by the opposition, mostly from jungle districts in the far south, well known for their government dissent and distrust, and claimed they really won them. A Chavista judge threw out most of these cases, but let them challenge four seats legally, because at stake was the opposition supermajority, which would enable the new legislature to free political prisoners, investigate drug traffickers in Venezuela's cabinet, and throw out the incompetent, detested President Nicolas Maduro. Inauguration came, and it came around, and the opposition refused to let itself be cowed by left-wing legal maneuvers. They ignored the challenge. They seated their all of their National Assembly members and upheld the will of the people. They refused to be trussed up again this time. Now, they have won for now, as Hugo Chavez would have said, but it's quite likely the challenges will continue. This raises the question as to why the left has such a hard time admitting defeat or accepting it. You know, I could argue that the dictatorship of Fidel Castro and the Soviet communists that Chavez modeled his dictatorship after could be at the root of it. But that should be quite apparent. But there's also the 2000 example of Al Gore. Now, I have long thought that the Florida recount was a bunch of junk. I remember when they declared Florida for Gore, when Bush was in the lead. George Bush was in the lead, and they said that Al Gore was going to win, creating this air of inevitability trying to influence people going to the polls in Florida. So Al Gore, after that very careful attempt at manipulation, he didn't get the results he wanted. He howled fraud. He demanded recounts in selected counties until he got the results he wanted, making a nuisance of himself, and that's a defining moment, too. Illegal immigrants, aligned with open borders, leftist groups never accept deportation without endless legal challenges either. Border Patrol sarcastically says it ain't over until the alien wins. Other leftist groups have made similar persistent arguments against terrorists and cop killers, inventing conspiracies when all else fails or their clients get off scot-free. But now the age is upon us when every leftist challenges his defeat at the ballot box. Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, the newly booted president of Argentina, has taken to Twitter trolling to harass and annoy her opposition successor, Mauricio Macri. Elsewhere, leftist presidents in Ecuador, Nicaragua, and Bolivia have maneuvered to ensure endless re-elections and presidencies for life. They cannot accept defeat. Why is that? Perhaps that's because they are different in kind rather than degree from true Democrats who believed in electoral democracy and the interplay of ideas in the laboratory of the states and the pendulum theory of political tendencies. The left has swung further left with the advent of socialist candidate Bernie Sanders. And the electorate doesn't seem to have noticed they've had that happen. What's more, they're increasingly cavalier about the constraints of law, as they believe, the lack of constraints from law, as the unaccountable presidency of President Barack Obama shows. It may well be that they don't believe in accepting electoral results because it doesn't really believe in democracy. When you're the exclusive representative of the people and not its servant, you have a right to permanent power. If you don't think that, you cannot see it any other way. Yeah. The left. The other thing about the left, you know, if you notice, 2010, 2014, 2012, every time Republicans would make gains in Congress, the news media would get out there and they'd be like, has the electorate thrown a temper tantrum? As if we're some petulant child that can't make up our mind? No. We've not thrown a temper tantrum. Some of us were dozing. And look how well that worked out for us. So, we're trying to fight back. Of course, we're going to try to fight back as best we can. And that's just the way of the world. We're not going to accept that we are serfs. We're not going to accept, you know, we believe in being governed by the consent of the governed, not the other way around. We're not a monarchy or an imperial entity. We are a republic. We intend to be a republic. Those people can't take it. They cannot take it. When we get back, we're going to start paying some special attention to what happened in Europe again. Simply because, you know, this is what they want to do here. This is what we want to do here. Also, we're going to talk about how Barack Obama, and this is the thing that kills me about Barack Obama. He's threatening his Democrats in Congress to back his gun control player. He's not going to campaign for him. How's that going to play? How's that going to play? I can think of some guys that would probably like to run and not even have his name out there. That's all coming up in the next hour. Remember that, though, the left doesn't think you know what you're doing when you're having an election. They don't think you know who you're voting for. They don't think you know the, and it's really not about the issues, really it isn't. It's about you knowing your place, you knowing what's good for you. Shut up, we'll rub your little heads, and we'll take good care of you. Not you individually, of course, but as a whole. We'll take care of society as a whole. So enjoy it. Don't even look this way. Just go tailgating. Folks, go do that. That's right. Big Polly says nobody wanted him to campaign for him then. I doubt it's changed anyway. Let's go to hour number three, shall we? We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.